News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host today. My name is Andrew Green, here for this Monday edition of the Our Take. I hope you had a great weekend. Mine was just fine. And of course, this is the show where we have longer conversations with the folks who have been in the news as of late. Whatever you've heard on WSJM News lately, you'll hear on Our Take, only in a more lengthy format. We have longer conversations with the folks who are in the know or who are making things happen here in Michigan's Great Southwest. And coming up on today's show, we have several things to talk about. We will talk about Adoption Day at the Van Buren County Circuit Court, the Family Division. They are holding Adoption Day tomorrow, where they will celebrate adoption in Michigan and salute the families that adopt and the children who find homes. Sometimes it's even adults. They did this on Friday at Berrien County's courthouse. Adoption Day is a national thing, and courts all over commemorate the process of adoption. Tomorrow, Van Buren County. So we'll talk with the Circuit Court's Family Division about that coming up on today's show. We'll also chat with Celebration Cinema. They are taking votes in their annual Celebrated Service Awards. We'll catch up with them, find out what that is all about, and I'll also tell you who's nominated for the Celebrated Service Award here locally. Votes have been taken. Today's the day that they closed the voting. And also today, we'll check in with Perrigo, drug maker in Allegan County. They recently did their part to contribute to hurricane relief efforts following three hurricanes that we had this year. And we'll find out what they did to chip in there and help folks out who were affected by hurricanes. And if you would like to weigh in on something that we discuss on the show, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. Right now, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will chat with a representative of the family court in Van Buren County. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around. We'll be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Monday edition of the show. Right now for this segment, I thought we would learn about Adoption Day. Now, on Friday, this past Friday, they celebrated Adoption Day at the Berrien County Circuit Court. Children are adopted as part of Adoption Day, and they have special guests to come and talk about adoption in Michigan. You know, there are more than 2,600 children in Michigan waiting to be adopted at any given time. And so tomorrow, Van Buren County Circuit Court, their family division, will recognize Adoption Day. They have some special guests coming. They're going to celebrate. I caught up with the court's Veronica Stilson to learn about what they've got going on tomorrow at the Van Buren County Circuit Court's family division. Let's hear that conversation now. All right, Veronica. So it is November, and this is when Adoption Day is held each year. We talk about this each year. Tell us more about what's going on.
Well, it's a statewide, actually a nationwide celebration of adoption and brings awareness to the need for adoption. And so it's a nice time for the public to be able to see what happens.
So tomorrow in Van Buren County, you'll recognize Adoption Day at the courthouse. Will you formalize any actual adoptions?
Yes, this year we will have two in Van Buren County, two little girls.
Okay, great. Are they sisters? Are they in the same family?
They are not. They're completely different types of adoptions and unrelated.
So what are some of the more common types of adoptions that you see in Van Buren County?
The most common is step-parent adoptions, where a custodial parent has remarried, and so the new spouse becomes the adoptive parent. We also have a fair amount of adult adoptions. After someone turns 18, for various reasons, they may want to have someone adopt them, and so we see those fairly often. We do also have foster parents that adopt through an adoption agency. Sometimes guardians adopt a child that has been in their care for a while.
Hmm. Okay. All right. And how many adoptions would you estimate Van Buren County sees in a typical year?
We have about 40 to 50 in Van Buren County alone.
All right. And you mentioned the parents, step-parents who adopt kids they've been taking care of. But is there a practical benefit to formalizing that adoption process in these situations?
Oftentimes, that family situation has been that way for a while, and so the court process just legalizes or formalizes the way the family's already been living their life. And so it could be that the child knows the adopting parent better than they know the biological parent. And so if something was to happen to the custodial parent, then that child would remain in his or her home with the people that they've grown up with, as opposed to going to a home with a non-custodial parent that they may not have contact with anymore.
And, of course, there's a psychological benefit as well.
Can be. Oftentimes, we're told that the adoptee is the one who's requested the adoption. Obviously, that's the case for adult adoptees, but also even for step-parent adoptions. Frequently, we're told that the adoptee is the one who wants the new spouse to become his or her formal parent.
All right,
yep, that desire to have a sense of belonging and permanency is really strong for kids.
Okay, and so tomorrow is Van Buren County's Adoption Day at the courthouse. What are you going to be doing as part of this?
Well, we are very excited. We've got some guests that we're really looking forward to. We have the Mattawan High School Choir. The Muse Choir is going to be performing a cappella starting at about 9:30. And then the master singers from Mattawan High School will be closing our ceremony. We also have a visiting Court of Appeals judge, Boonstra, and so we look forward to meeting him and having him be a guest at our courthouse. We've got a fourth grade elementary class coming from Paw Paw. Congressman Fred Upton is coming. We have a special guest, Mr. Wall, who is a father who had adopted during this past year. He did an adult adoption of his previous stepdaughter, and so he's going to give us a few words as to what that's meant for his family. We also have Mr. Mac Ballantyne coming from the Michigan Adoption Resource Exchange. He's their adoption navigator. And we have someone coming from the Post-Adoption Resource Center. So it's a great time to be able to find out what resources are available to adoptive parents. And we have a couple of certificates that we'll be giving. One is in appreciation to one of our fourth graders who was with us last year that drew an amazing drawing of what his take was on the proceeding. And then we are also going to be honoring a family who has done extensive foster parent and adoption for our county.
All right, great. So it's kind of a big event.
It is a big event. Yep, we look forward to it. Judge Dufan will be presiding, and so we'll have balloons, and we've got some oversized teddy bears that we always bring into the court for every adoption, and they will surely make an appearance at Adoption Day also. And we'll have some light snacks and refreshment. We encourage as many people of the public to come. We usually have quite a few state and local elected officials, and so it's really a nice chance to let all of the foster care and adoption workers know how much the court appreciates what they do for the kids in our area.
Okay, so Adoption Day tomorrow at the Van Buren County Circuit Court Family Division. You're going to formally complete the adoptions of two. Do we know how many you did at Adoption Day last year relative to the total year?
For Adoption Day, last year we had two, and then for the whole year last year we had about 45, I believe.
All right, and so the festivities start tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the courthouse in Paw Paw?
The choir starts at about 9:30, and we're hoping to have our program concluded by about 10:40, but the actual adoption confirmation should begin just shortly after 10, so we ask that if people would like to view that they arrive at least a little before 10.
If someone chooses they want to adopt another individual, how long is that total process?
Every adoption is a little bit different, but say we're talking a standard step-parent adoption without too many different variables, it might just take a handful of months, maybe 3 or 4 months. There's a lot of ways that the court takes advantage of technology, such as Polycom, which is a video conference system. So sometimes we're able to accomplish hearings for out-of-state parents with video, and so that works really well. And in our county, the judges try to make the process available to people without the assistance of an attorney. However, that's always their option if they feel more comfortable that way. And so we do what we can to help people out.
Okay, we've been talking with Veronica Stilson of the Van Buren County Circuit Court ahead of tomorrow's Adoption Day festivities. Veronica, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to say that in the year 2016, the statistics that we have for the statewide foster care system indicate there were about 12,600 children in foster care, with approximately 2,600 of those with a goal of adoption. And so there's an obvious need for foster and adoptive parents. There is medical and adoption assistance available, and Anybody who has questions can either call us here at the juvenile court at 657-8237, or we can provide information on how to reach the right person at DHHS.
Okay, that was Veronica Stilson with the Van Buren County Circuit Court telling us about their Adoption Day festivities tomorrow, 10 in the a.m. Several guests will gather. That includes some guest visiting judges as well as Congressman Fred Upton. They will formalize two adoptions and hear from some parents who have navigated the adoption process. This is Adoption Day. It's held nationwide throughout the month of November. Berrien County did their Adoption Day last week on Friday. And so that's what's planned for Van Buren County's courthouse tomorrow. I thank Veronica for her time. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Something I should tell you about that took place today at the Berrien County Courthouse, not adoption-related. They did a recount on Benton Harbor's income tax vote. You may recall earlier this month, the people of Benton Harbor narrowly voted in favor of a new city income tax. It was not surprising that opponents of the tax sought a recount because the spread was only like 21 votes. The thing passed by 21 votes. A recount was held this morning at the Berrien County Courthouse. We were there, and, well, surprise, the result did not change. Rarely does a recount change anything. But this is Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler this morning announcing to all of the election workers what the recount found.
The Board of Canvassers came up with the results. The previous results for yes was 511. It is now 512. Previously, there was 490 no. There are now 491 no. So the proposal has passed.
Okay, there's Berrien County Clerk Sharon Tyler right there announcing the income tax vote in Benton Harbor. The proposal has passed. Each side gained one vote in the recount. So nothing practically changes at all. That recount solidifies the result. Coming January, the new income tax will take effect in Benton Harbor. That is 1% for city residents and 0.5% for non-residents who work in the city. It also affects businesses. Business groups not happy about this, but the city says they need money, and this will get them some money, an estimated $2 to $2.5 million a year. So there you go. It is now set in stone. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will learn about the Celebrated Service Awards at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. They have been taking votes. Soon, we should know the winner. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around, and we will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Monday edition of the show. Right now for this segment of the show, I thought we would learn about the Celebrated Service Awards. They took votes through today at Celebration Cinema for Celebrated Service. In a second, we'll learn about what this is all about. Celebrated Service Award is intended to salute local businesses who provide the best service. Celebration Cinema does this every year. The winning business gets some pretty impressive prizes, $5,000 plus free advertising for the entire year at Celebration Cinema. I caught up with the theater chain's Emily Lokes to learn more about Celebrated Service Awards. Let's hear that conversation now. Okay, so now you started to, you've opened up voting for Celebration's Celebrated Service Awards, correct?
That's right. This is the seventh year that we have been holding this this public campaign for our Celebrated Service Award, and really, it's a project. It's a sort of an out of the box project for our theater company, but it has enabled our entire team, from frontline staff all the way up through our corporate office, to be actively telling stories about great service that we receive in the community. And so we do that for several months and identify a list of finalists in each of the cities in which we do business, and then we spend a couple of weeks in the fall championing them to the community in a public vote.
So you recently announced the finalists and started taking votes. Is that just the first stage?
This is really the second stage. So our teams have decided who our finalists are in each city, and in Benton Harbor we have 10 finalists, and there's a really broad range of businesses from, we've got your bar and grills, we've got tattoo parlors, we've got hair salons, there's a whole number of different kinds of businesses involved, And those businesses' nominations are based on real experiences that our people have had in those businesses that have really inspired them to think more creatively about what we experience, what makes us just delighted when we spend time in a space, and how that translates into what we may be able to provide to other people.
All right, and I'll just read the list really quick of all the Benton Harbor places. Coach's Bar and Grill, the Mark III Grill and Bar, Ariba, I'll pronounce it right.
Taqueria.
Taqueria, thank you. The Legacy House, Full Circle Cafe and Espresso Bar, Edible Arrangements, Benton Harbor, M Squared Modern Hair, VV's Italian Garden, Mosaic on Main, and Tim's 2 Asian Grill. Now, how do you come up with these finalists? It's submissions from employees, right?
You know, there's stories that are told on our website, but there's also stories that our staff members have told all year long about these businesses that have helped them rise to the top as being businesses that not just anecdotally but consistently are creating a great experience for their customers. And so through November 20, anybody in the community can vote, and they can do that at celebratedservice.com, or the businesses themselves have information about how to text to vote. That text to vote information is also on the website, and so there's those two ways to vote: texting or going to the website. Mm-hmm. And we, at the end of the day, will recognize one of those businesses on our screen for the next year, telling a little bit of story about who they are, what their perspective on service is, and showing that ahead of every movie. And there's a fairly big other prize connected to it. We have a cash prize. There's some movie perks involved for the whole staff, and a number of other things that makes it a pretty unique award.
Right. It's a $5,000 prize.
That's right. Yep. It's a $5,000 cash prize. And then there's a fairly significant value connected to that on-screen promotion.
And I know last year's winner for Benton Harbor was the Mason Jar.
That's right. I have enjoyed eating there on a number of occasions. It's such a great place. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And yeah. I've seen their, you know, they it's kind of like they get free advertising at the movies each week.
You know, it's a little bit different than your normal advertising spot, because we're telling a story about why they love what they do, and yet I think it's more effective than most any other kind of promotion, because it's really people speaking to their passion and sort of the why of the why of the reason that they get involved with the business that they have, and what makes them, you know, want to wake up every morning and go to work.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, these businesses have been really wonderful to connect with over the last 7 years. We've had a lot of fun with this. One of the great comments that I heard from a business a couple years ago was from Emily Miller at a coffee house, and she said, you know, Celebrated Service is about giving a feeling to customers that they want to go out and give to the rest of the world. And I think that's really it in a nutshell. These are places that help people feel in a way that is really energized and helps us to go on to our next encounter just feeling better about ourselves and the world that we live in. So we're really thankful to be a part of a business community like that.
So today's the last day of voting for Celebrated Service. When will you announce the winner?
On November 21st, so right ahead of Thanksgiving. But the voting will run through midnight, and we'll be announcing the recipient on the 21st by about noon.
All right, we've been talking with Emily Lokes of Celebration Cinema about the Celebrated Service Awards. They're taking votes through tonight, midnight, and then tomorrow they announce the winner. Anything else you want to add, Emily?
I am so appreciative to these businesses for doing what they do in our communities. You know, I think that we sometimes separate business from what's personal, and yet what these businesses get right is that they recognize that they're not just transacting a sale, they are responding to people, and they're doing that in a way that's creative and in a way that provides a lot of value.
Okay, that was Emily Lokes with Celebration Cinema telling us about the Celebrated Service Awards. Last year, the big winner was Mason Jar in Benton Harbor, and so for the past year, if you've gone to Celebration Cinema, you see a little bit of a feature there ahead of each movie that shows the Mason Jar. It's sort of like free advertising, although they don't call it that. The nominees this year, once again, for the Benton Harbor area: Coach's Bar and Grill, the Mark III Grill and Bar, Ariba Taqueria, the Legacy House, Full Circle Cafe and Espresso Bar, Edible Arrangements, M Squared Modern Hair, VV's Italian Garden, Mosaic on Main, and Tim's 2 Asian Grill. I know who I would vote for, but I'm not going to say. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Right now, because this is the week of Thanksgiving and the holidays are here, yeah, we're doing this holiday season thing again. It's very exciting. And so Thanksgiving is on Thursday ahead of the big Black Friday, which is on Friday when people will stampede over each other at various big box stores in search of the best deals. The Better Business Bureau of Michigan has offered some tips to people. They don't want you to get scammed because it's the holidays. This is the scammer's favorite time of year to try to rip people off. People are feeling generous. People are buying a bunch of things anyway. They can get ripped off easily. The Better Business Bureau has issued some tips on how to avoid becoming a victim to these holiday scams. The Better Business Bureau's Laura Blankenship tells us one way to protect yourself is to use credit cards.
So if you have a prepaid card or gift card, they don't have the same protection as a credit card does. So you'll never lose more than the value of the card itself there.
Okay, so use prepaid credit cards, she says. That's one way. So the most you can get ripped off is the $50 or whatever you spent on the thing. She has some further advice for avoiding holiday scams.
The biggest thing that you need to do is you need to do your research. Always read the fine print and know who you are shopping with.
That's the Better Business Bureau's Laura Blankenship. Experts say online scams, they aren't the only scams you have to be aware of. Once your item is purchased, scammers have now targeted your awaited delivery date. So you should have your item delivered to a relative's house or your workplace if you will not be at home when you're supposed to get a delivery. You hear about this. People walking by, they just steal packages from Amazon or whatever that are left sitting out on doorsteps. That's something to watch out for this time of year. If you're buying a bunch of things, Better Business Bureau says consumers should sign up for email alerts. The organization says many stores release their best Black Friday deals to people who have signed up to receive those emails. So that's just a tip. You can find out about them in advance. Make sure it's the real business, though, and not a scammer. You've got to verify and be somewhat suspicious. Don't get scammed this time of year. And that's because Black Friday is this Friday. Many people will have a wonderful time body checking each other out of the way to get the best deals at various big box stores. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Right now, it's time for a quick break. When we come back, we will chat with Perrigo. They are a drug company out of Allegan. They have recently done their part to contribute to hurricane relief efforts. And we will learn about that coming up on the next segment of the show. And if you would like to weigh in on something that we have discussed, send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at wsjm.com. Stick around and we will be right back.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay!
We are excited to announce something new to the very popular app Town Crier Wire. Introducing Video News Wire. Now, not only can you read local stories that matter to you, you can now watch the top stories happening in Southwest Michigan. Our team of reporters hit the streets with video recording equipment, so when the big news happens, they are there to ask the questions and video record the events and upload them to the app. Then you can watch and see it for yourself.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay!
Video News Wire is a tab you'll find on the home screen inside the app. Click the tab and you'll see all of the video news stories available for you to watch at your convenience. This is unique to Southwest Michigan. There's nothing else like it. If you don't have the app yet, go to your mobile download store, type in Town Crier Wire, and press install. It's that easy. And again, it's free.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. There's a new way to read and see your local news today. Just pick up your phone or your tablet too. Go to your store. It's easy to do.
Town Crier Wire?
Town Crier Wire.
Town Crier Wire.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take, Monday edition of the show. We're almost through the first work day of the week. We've got like 10 minutes to go for many of us. This is, of course, the show where we have longer discussions with folks who are in the know or who are making things happen here in Michigan's great Southwest. If you've heard about something on WSJM News as of late, we'll probably talk about it in a more lengthy format here on the Hour Take. And so far on today's show, we talked with Whirlpool's Jeff Knoll about Benton Harbor's new income tax and how that may affect the business climate in Benton Harbor. Then we caught up with State Representative Brant Iden out of Oshtemo Township to learn about an anti-opioid pilot program they're going to try out next year in Kalamazoo County. It tests Medicaid recipients for genetic markers indicating a susceptibility to opioid addiction, so their doctor could prescribe them something else if they demonstrate a propensity for an opioid addiction. New idea. We'll see if it gets expanded elsewhere in Michigan. Also on today's show, we talked with Consumers Energy about their efforts to strive for equality within the company. And right now, I thought we'd close out today's show by learning about a reading program in Benton Heights. This is the First Church of God. They recently received a donation of about 90 books from the YMCA to help teach kids how to read, help them improve their reading skills. I talked with the First Church of God's Robin Shipkowski to learn more about their reading program. Let's hear that conversation now. All right, Robin, so you are the director of the First Church of God reading program in Benton Heights, Benton Harbor area. Can you tell us a little more about the program itself and what it aims to achieve, who it works with?
The program started last January, and our whole mission and goal was to help children in the neighborhood with their literacy and helping them to be better readers, helping them to develop a love of reading. One of the things that we know about the children in the community is that quite often they are not read to at home. Their parents may be Spanish-speaking only. They don't have the English-speaking skills to be able to read and help their children with reading or with homework. So we decided to start a literacy program to help with that effort. And we started with, we had consistently about 15 children every week. And this year, since we've started, we extended the program through the summer. So we did activities over the summer. But when school started, we started back up with our program, but we started 2 days a week. The YMCA has partnered with us. And so they're doing a nutrition and exercise program, and we're continuing with our literacy program. So we're now serving 25 children 2 times a week. So we've doubled our exposure to the kids with the help from the Y.
Okay. And so the Y is making another sort of material donation, correct?
Yeah. They have donated 90 books. They just recently did I think it was a preschool book sale. They had Usborne books come in, and they sold books to their preschoolers at their YMCA campus. And so from the proceeds from that book, or that book sale, they divided up between our campus and somebody else that they're donating to. I'm not sure, but they gave half the money to us and half to the other program that they're helping. So that equated to 90 books that they're donating to us through their book sale.
Okay, so this reading program, First Church of God, Benton Heights, you do it right there at the church?
Yep, every Tuesday and Thursday from 4:30 to 6.
And these 90 books that the YMCA donated to the program, are they just regular children's books, or are they sort of educational materials?
They're educational in nature, and most of them are. We have a partnership with Scholastic Books. Usborne Books is a different publisher. And so we have fictional books through Scholastic, but we also, and that literacy program is really kind of interesting too, so I would like to tell you about that. But the books that the Y donated are mostly educational nonfiction books, interest levels between kindergarten and sixth grade, maybe books about the ocean, books about animals, high interest books, but nonfiction. And we have a Scholastic literacy program that we're also partnering with Scholastic Books, where they sell us books at a greatly discounted rate as long as we give books away to the children to take home. So the goal of the Scholastic program is to send books home so that they get into the homes of the children so that they're read at home. The books from the Y will stay at the church. And every Thursday when the kids come in, we have about 12 to 15 volunteers that come in, adult volunteers that come in to read to children. And so it's either one-on-one reading time, or sometimes, depending on the number of volunteers, we have 2 children with an adult reading, what we call reading buddies. And they spend about 30 to 45 minutes reading one-on-one with the kids. The kids will read to them. They will read to the kids. And as I said, our program has not only grown from about 15 to about 25. We sometimes have up to 30 kids now, but from one day a week to 2 days a week. And so the Y is helping support that by helping with good nutrition. So we always do a snack, and then we have our reading time, and then we do some sort of a little exercise program after we are done with reading.
And have you seen the kids who take part in the program? Have you seen them grow as a result of their participation?
Yeah, these are phenomenal kids that we have. And if you know anything about Benton Heights and the area in which the kids come from, it's they're in situations of poverty, situations where, as I said, parents might not speak English. And but these kids are phenomenal. They come in and they are enthusiastic. They love our volunteers. They love sitting down and reading. They have all different reading levels, but the kids, when they read, absolutely love being able to read. Now, we have not tied anything to how they are improving at school. We hope that there will be results from that, because reading to them, they learn how to read themselves. Or practice reading, they're improving their reading skills. But as far as knowing what they've done at school, we haven't done that data. We are hoping that at some point in time, we're building a new church out there as well, a really large facility. And so our goal is to have some sort of coordinated program with the public schools. We just haven't made that step yet. We've really just started. And as I said, this is really just our second semester of doing this. Mm-hmm. But just the fact that we've already doubled in size and we have the Y partnering with us, we have no doubt that we're going to expand our program.
Okay, that was Robin Shipkowski with the First Church of God in Benton Heights telling us about their literacy program. They're trying to teach kids in that area. They're trying to help them improve their reading skills by reading to them and going through educational exercises with them. And the YMCA recently stood up to help support this this fine work by donating about 90 educational books to this program, which they are hoping to expand in the years ahead. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. That does it for today's edition of Our Take. I thank you for tuning in. On tomorrow's show, we'll talk with Lake Michigan College to learn about some campus tours they're going to be offering in the next month or so to prospective students. We'll also chat with Michigan State Police tomorrow about this new program that's generated some controversy. It's a program to test drivers who have been pulled over for certain drugs. Some drivers who get pulled over will be tested for certain drugs. It's a pilot program, and it's being tried out here in Berrien County. We will learn more about that on tomorrow's edition of Our Take. And if you'd like to weigh in on something that we have discussed here on the show, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@WSJM.com. That's ourtake at WSJM.com. I have been your host today. My name is Andrew Green, and we should be back tomorrow, same time, same station. In the meantime, have a fantastic rest of your day.
Are excited to announce something new to the very popular app Town Crier Wire. Introducing Video Newswire. Now, not only can you read local stories that matter to you, you can now watch the top stories happening in Southwest Michigan. Our team of reporters hit the streets with video recording equipment, so when the big news happens, they are there to ask the questions and video record the events and upload them to the app. Then you can watch and see it for yourself.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay!
Video Newswire is a tab you'll find on the home screen inside the app. Click the tab and you'll see all of the video news stories available for you to watch at your convenience. This is unique to Southwest Michigan. There is nothing else like it. If you don't have the app yet, go to your mobile download store, type in Town Crier Wire, and press install. It's that easy. And again, it's free.
Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay.
There's a new way to read and see your local news today. Just pick up your phone or your tablet too. Go to your store. It's easy to do.
Town Crier Wire?
Town Crier Wire.
Town Crier Wire.
Yeah.